This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When you are the parent of a child who is really like, what do you, you know the word for this, Duncan, when your child is like super into everything around them, like the lights, the colours, it's sensory.
Oh yeah, sensory process. Well, that's what my son has, sensory processing disorder.
Yeah, so particularly going into the Christmas season, it can be really overwhelming, even for adults as well, with all the extra decorations, etc. that are there. There's a really cool initiative taking place for a sensory shopping experience that hopes to alleviate some of the distraction and stress that can be associated with that. And joining us this morning to tell us more is Dr. Michelle Curran. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, you're part of a really cool initiative that's being rolled out in some areas over this Christmas season, the sensory shopping experience. Can you explain to us what it is and who it's for?
Yeah, sure. So the sensory shopping experience is designed for individuals who struggle with what we call sensory processing disorder. And basically, what we normally see when we go into a shopping centre is actually about probably an 18th or so at least of what someone who experiencing sensory overload experiences. So we go into a shop, we target whatever we want to buy, and then we leave or choose to keep shopping. These people are taking on all of the information from the environment, from the lights to the music to anything sparkly. So the lights at Christmas can be very, very overwhelming. That Christmas noise of the music that some of us really enjoy can be just ear-piercing and really hurt their ears.
Michelle, this is huge because my son actually has mild sensory processing disorder, and I know that when I go shopping regularly, that when I get into a store and there's PA announcements and the music's pumping, that he can get overwhelmed really quickly, and there's never a place to take him to cool down. So we always have to kind of shop like ninjas in and out. But even coming into this season, I'm kind of dreading it because with the extra crowds and Christmas lights, like my son is going to heat up in a matter of seconds.
And that's right. That's exactly right, Duncan. You also have the other side of it is that it's not necessarily children and or adults that will have that happen straight away. Sometimes the parents are experiencing it hours later, so the child's able to hold it together for the whole shopping experience, but then 2 hours later, that child's having a meltdown, and that can be up to 3 hours.
Yeah,
if not longer. Yeah.
So what are we seeing some of the stores do in response to it?
So basically, it's just one store at the moment, which is fantastic. So the store manager at Target at Goldfields Plaza in Gympie has actually chosen to, you know, pitch this to Target Australia, and they're actually simply turning down the lights, removing the music from the audio, and then actually all the staff have been trained by myself into what to look for, where, you know, not to pass judgment if a child's having a meltdown or running up and down the aisles or feeling the clothes a bit too much and seeking that sensory input. Yeah.
Gosh, thank you so I'm just kind of thinking as a dad right now, but I want to say thanks because I think one of the challenges is, you know, my son wants to grab everything, he's highly vestibular, so he wants to be on touching everything.
Yeah.
And just to know that retailers are actually thinking about that is just huge to hear, especially for families who kind of have autistic kids and sensory processing disorder kids, you know?
And this is the thing, you're looking at, you know, this condition actually affects 5 to 16% of the general population.
I was just going to say, I mean, this is starting in one store, but is there opportunity for it to be in others? Because I imagine there's a little bit of pushback because they don't want to kind of rid Christmas of the Christmas spirit in terms of the shop fronts and stuff.
It's actually not being pushed back. So I always work on the basis of it's 50-50. If we can come 50% of the way to those who have various conditions, then those people will come 50% to us.
Yeah.
So it's not about taking away all the lights and all that sort of thing. This is actually dimming the store lighting, your fluorescent lighting, which is just taking away a few bits of those overload things that are a few little things less likely to fire that child up.
Okay, so if we want to see our stores locally do this, is there a way we can help petition perhaps to see it happen?
If we have a very successful day on Sunday in the Gympie store, I know that Target Australia are very much behind this and they're very keen to see that it is successful, and hopefully it will then expand.
Yes. Brilliant. Dr. Michelle Curran, thank you so much for your time today.
Excellent, not a worry.